Kyle Waxmonski joins us from Oneida County Health Department. You've been working with the Wisconsin Wins program, and you're doing a little checking to see which businesses are doing a good job of not selling tobacco products to minors. So how's that going up there?
It's going very well. We've had lots of retailers that have been doing the right thing, checking IDs properly, and not selling to minors in the North Woods.
How does the program work as far as checking? How do you actually do a check like that?
Sure. Well, minors ages 16 or 17 will go into a retailer and attempt to purchase tobacco products, and hopefully they're not sold to. If they cannot lie about anything, they have to provide identification if they're asked. They can't lie about their birth date, anything like that. So we're hoping that what happens is when their identification gets checked, they're just turned away.
Do you have trouble finding 16 and 17-year-old volunteers for this?
No. Generally, we have some really good connections to some of the youth in our high schools because of programs that we've done in schools before. So those kids, we just ask them if they want to participate in the Wisconsin Wins program.
What type of response do the businesses give you? I'm sure they're working with you as far as teaching their staff and training not to sell, but yeah. Do they also help out in other ways as far as, you know, things they look for, things they need to do?
The businesses have been great. Right away, we let them know that they were checked. We give them a thank you. They get a little gift. The clerk gets a gift for doing the right thing and not selling. We also provide retailers with free training resources for their clerks, which they're very appreciative of because then they can have certificates on file and everything. So everything is documented that they've trained their employees, and, you know, they're very appreciative of that. And certainly retailers, a lot of them are very quick to give thanks to their clerks that are being responsible. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
You have a lengthy list of businesses that passed the test. Did you have any fail?
We did. We had several businesses fail, and we provide them with additional training resources, and hopefully next year we won't have any sales.
Any number of fails that were out there? How many?
It depends on which county you're looking at.
Well, let's take a look at everything you cover there. So Oneida County, first of all?
In Oneida County, we had 11 illegal sales. So 11 businesses sold to minors in Oneida County.
How about the other counties?
Lincoln County had 4 illegal sales. Florence County had 0 sales, so they were all compliant and did not sell tobacco to minors. Forest County also had 4 illegal sales. Price County had 9 illegal sales. And Vilas County had 11 illegal sales.
Okay, and that's the 6 you work with right there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've been working with the vendors that perform the illegal sales and to get the additional training out.
Yep, exactly.
How many young people helped out with the survey in all 6 of those counties? Did you have quite a few from then? Did they travel around so they weren't recognized by the clerks?
I think we had 2 different groups of youth, so 4 total, because with each inspection we require that 2 youth go in. And so we used 2 youth from around our area, and then in another county, we pulled 2 youth from there. So if they recognize someone in the retailer, they were not allowed to check that place.
Okay. So I was wondering, you know, if you get an accurate sample, if the clerk happens to recognize the youngster, so.
Right. No, they're not allowed to check it if they know someone.
What advice would you have for the retailers that might be hearing us talking about this as far as training aids available, what they can do to make sure that they don't sell to minors?
I would recommend that retailers have their clerks trained with smokecheck.org. It's the free training resource that anyone can use. We also have resources here at Oneida County Health Department that they can certainly contact me with and request. Because the driver's license has seemed to change so often lately, we have this really handy brochure that retailers can use, and it kind of gives a really great description of where they need to check for what date.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I think, you know, retailers are doing a great job, and so we just want to make sure that we are preventing youth access. And I think everyone is doing a great job, and hopefully next year we can continue to have some really great results.
How many total businesses were checked? Any idea in all 6 counties?
In Florence, we had to do 13 checks. In Forest County, we did 23 checks. Lincoln County, we did 34 checks. In Oneida, we did 62. In Price County, we did 26, and in Vilas County, we did 52. So we can't check every retailer that has a tobacco license because there's far more than the total number of checks that we have to complete. Because the Wisconsin Wins program, the budget has been cut, so we have to do like a sample of all the licenses. So.